İssun Boshi. "Please send us a son," pleaded the little woman standing with bowed head before the Sumiyoshi shrine. "Any kind of baby will do. Please send us a child to care for us in our old age."
Her husband added his prayers to hers. "We have longed for a child for years. Please give us a child. A small one will be enough. Even if he is no bigger than my thumb, we will love him and care for him. Please hear our prayers and give us a child."
The couple turned away from the shrine and walked toward their home. "Do you think our prayers have been heard?" asked the woman.
"I hope so," said the man.
The couple bowed as a priest approached them.
"Good day," said the priest.
The woman looked at the priest's kindly face and suddenly asked him, "Do you think the gods have heard our prayers?"
"What did you pray for?"
"We prayed for a son. We've wanted a child for years, but have not had one. Now we've asked the gods to send us one. Do you think that they will?"
"If you prayed sincerely, then I think that they have heard your prayers. If you do have a son, bring him to the shrine to introduce him to the gods. I will be eager to hear if your prayer is answered."
A year passed. One day, the priest was standing in front of the shrine when the couple came again. This time, they were carrying a tiny baby.
"See," the man called to the priest, "our prayer was answered. We have a son. True, he is very small. He is no larger than my thumb. But he is the son that we prayed for. We are very happy."
15 years passed before the priest saw the man again. Both the priest and the man were now bowed old men.
"Good day, old man," said the priest. "Good day," said the old man. "Could you spare me a minute? I have a problem that I'd like to discuss with you." "Of course. I would be honored to advise you if I can." "My problem is my son, Issun Boshi." "Issun Boshi?" "Yes. You remember that he was a very small baby, no larger than my thumb." "Yes, I remember." "Well, he never grew any larger. He's a very smart boy, but he is very small. Because he never grew, our neighbors call him Issun Boshi." "I see. Well, what is the trouble?" "Since Issun Boshi is so very small, we have always treated him with great care. We would not let him go to the rice fields for fear he would be lost in the rice. We would always carry him in our hands when we went somewhere, so he wouldn't be stepped on in the road." "Yes, I can understand your care. But now he says he does not need us to care for him. He wants to go to Kyoto to make his fortune. He doesn't want us to go with him. He says he must go alone. My wife and I are very worried. What shall we do?" The old priest looked thoughtful. "Young people today are all alike. They won't listen to the wisdom of their elders. They must do everything their own way. I don't know what the world is coming to, but as to your problem, I see only one solution."
"What is that?"
"You must let him go. we must let him go. But what will become of him without us to care for him? We cannot let him go. But you must. You must send him to Kyoto and trust the gods to keep him safe.
So the old couple followed the priest's advice and gave Isumboshi permission to go to Kyoto. They carried him to the river. There they gave him a rice bowl for a boat and a broken chopstick to use for an oar. He set out gaily and left the old couple standing on the bank, waving sadly. Months later, on a cold winter day, Isumboshi stood in front of the premier's residence in Kyoto, waiting for the premier to come out. But the premier didn't appear. Finally, the gate opened, and out came a lovely girl. It was the premier's daughter. Isumboshi looked up at her.
Excuse me, but would you take me to the premier?
The girl looked around, puzzled. Who's calling?
It's me, Isumboshi.
Isumboshi? I don't know anyone named Isumboshi. Where are you? I don't see you.
I'm right here by your feet. Just look down and you can't miss me.
She looked down. There was a tiny little man. Who are you? Why are you here? Why do you want to see my father?
Is your father the premier?
Yes, he is. Why do you want to see him?
My name is Isumboshi. I've come to Kyoto to make my fortune. That's why I want to see your father. Since he is the premier, I thought that he could help me.
She took him in to see her father. The premier took a fancy to the quaint little man.
Isumboshi, I don't have anything special for you to do to win your fortune just now. But I'd like you to stay here with me. You can be a companion for my daughter. My only wish is to please you, sir. I will remain here just as long as you wish. When you need my services, just call me. I am at your service.
The premier laughed at the thought that he might ever need Isumboshi's help.
Well, we'll see.
Isumboshi stayed at the premier's house all through the next spring and summer. He waited for the premier to call on him for help, but no call came. He began to wonder if he would ever make his fortune. Then, one day, he accompanied the premier's daughter to Kiyomizu Temple to see the fall maple leaves. They gazed at the hillside covered with trees, and then at the city below them. Finally, tired and happy, they started for home. Suddenly, from behind a house, an ogre sprang out to attack the girl. She screamed and started to run. Isumboshi thought fast. He pulled out his needle-like sword and began to prick the ogre's feet. Then he jumped to the ogre's shoulder and began to prick his eyes. Suddenly, the ogre gave a yelp of pain, dropped the huge hammer which he was holding, and ran away. Isumboshi saw the hammer and asked,
"What's that for?"
The girl's eyes widened in surprise. "Why, that's the ogre's magic hammer."
"Magic hammer?"
"Yes. It will grant any wish."
"Any wish? Can I use it?"
"Of course. Do you want to wish for something?"
"Yes. I wish that I were a full-sized man."
As he said these words, he shook the hammer, and suddenly there he stood, a full-sized man. So Isumboshi and the girl went back home. The premier was so pleased when he heard the story that he recommended Isumboshi to the emperor. The premier adopted Isumboshi as his son-in-law. Isumboshi sent for his parents, and they all lived happily together. Isumboshi had made his fortune.